For the past year, Frontline and ProPublica reporter A.C. Thompson has been investigating fatal lapses in care throughout the industry with a focus on the for-profit chain Emeritus Senior Living. Thompson's film, Life and Death in Assisted Living, airs on PBS tomorrow night.
Well, there's about 750,000 people living in assisted living now, and mostly these are folks who can't live on their own anymore. They need some help. They need maybe some supervision, a little bit of medical attention, but they don't want to live in a place that's like a nursing home, that feels like a hospital, feels institutional. And assisted living is providing an alternative to that that's more like being in an apartment with some people around to help you get through the day. And what we've seen is a massive explosion in the for-profit part of this industry as it's become a big business and more of these companies have moved onto Wall Street to become publicly traded. And what we're seeing is a real, real intense drive by the big players in this operation and the big players in this industry to achieve the highest occupancy goals possible, like a hotel chain, that they want as many people in their buildings as possible.
In Emeritus's case, if you go into an Emeritus facility, thinking about their brand for a moment, what would I see? What would it look like? What's the decor? What's the sort of sensibility?
You know, these facilities look great. They look immaculate. The problem is that when you get inside these buildings, what you find out is that that appearance is not always backed up by great care, by trained caregivers, or by staff that are really always dedicated to the best interests of the residents there.
And amidst this very homey sort of visual environment, you tell a story of George McAfee, who was a star football player for the Chicago Bears back in the 40s and 50s, but had a horrible experience at an Emeritus facility. Listen.
His face almost looked like what you picture in a horror story of a death mask. And I hope that he wasn't aware of what was going on. But we certainly were afraid that he was just in horrific pain because he would almost try to sit up.
Well, one time he did sit up.
He did sit up.
And opened his eyes. Yes.
And we said, Daddy, we're right here.
Those relatives there describing the horrific consequences of a moment of negligence at an Emeritus facility where George McAfee got his hands on some poisonous cleaning fluid and essentially, it resulted in his death in the worst possible way. How is this emblematic of how assisted living facilities, and Emeritus in particular, might be over their heads in the kinds of medical needs of the populations they're attracting?
You know, when we speak to Emeritus, they say, look, these are isolated incidents. Why are you picking out these things from a few years ago that were tragic and sad? This is not how our company operates. The problem is that we looked all over the country. We looked at more than 100 lawsuits. We looked at thousands and thousands and thousands of pages of state inspection records. And what we found was that there were incidents like this occurring over and over and over again. There were the people that walked out of Emeritus buildings. They had dementia and they wandered off and died. One woman froze to death on Christmas morning. There are the people who have fallen from windows. We found two different people who had dementia, and for one reason or another, apparently tried to get out of second-story windows and fell to their deaths. You know, that would seem like an outlier, but it happened more than once, and we found that pretty quickly. Here are people that have really serious health needs. They have Alzheimer's, other forms of dementia. They need people who are well-trained and very competent to oversee them and help with their care. And in case after case, people working in Emeritus facilities did not have the legally required training to work with residents with Alzheimer's and dementia. And just to make it clear, those requirements are not very strict in most states. So for in California, for example, you only need 6 hours of training to work with a resident with Alzheimer's or dementia. Yet we were finding that Emeritus facilities, their workers didn't have that legally required training. And in fact, sometimes the administrators running these memory care facilities for Emeritus didn't have the legally required training.
Well, here's the response from Granger Cobb, who's the CEO of Emeritus Corporation, who you speak with in this documentary.
When you're dealing with this many residents, particularly a population that can have unpredictable behavior or is frail, and is kind of a high-risk population to begin with, we will have situations from time to time, but they're the vast minority. I mean, it is really the exception to the rule.
Do you find that to be an acceptable response, or do you think that Emeritus is really overmatched in dealing with the kind of population that it has in its facilities, even given the light regulations that exist right now for assisted living?
This is a company that's incredibly sophisticated. They have really great IT infrastructure. They can track things going on in all of their roughly 500 buildings across the country. Yet their top nurse says, I can't ensure that everyone in our company has the legally required training. And, you know, I should make it clear, we saw similar problems that we found at Emeritus in other facilities and at other companies. But in a lot of ways, Emeritus is emblematic of this industry and where the industry is going. Here's the problem. There is no real good consumer market mechanism to ensure that people are getting quality care in these facilities. In a lot of states, you can't get a lot of information about what a track record is for a facility. And so consumers are in the dark in a lot of states. And then on the other hand, there isn't a really good government mechanism to ensure that these companies are following the rules in lots of states. In California, the inspections happen about every 5 years, the routine inspections. That's a long time to go between inspections to make sure that everything's happening. So at this point, I don't think there's a great mechanism either through the market or through the state to ensure that people are getting treated decently in these facilities.
A.C. Thompson is a reporter for ProPublica. His documentary for Frontline, which is produced by WGBH, is called Life and Death in Assisted Living. The film airs tomorrow night on PBS. ProPublica is also running a multi-part text series with A.C. Thompson's reporting on their website all week long.